Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is fair down the right field line. Giambi on his way to third, and they're going to wave him around. The throw misses a cutoff man, shot into the plate, out of the plate. Derek Jeter with one of the most unbelievable plays you will ever see by a shortstop.
Fox with the call. And obviously, we're playing that because Derek Jeter and Larry Walker are the newest Hall of Famers. One person out of 397 did not vote for Jeter. Larry Walker gets in by 6 votes. So you need 75% of the vote. Rivera, Mariano is the only unanimous Hall of Famer in history. So everyone is trying to figure out the voter who, you know, said that Jeter didn't belong in that unanimous category or was trying to use their vote to keep someone else alive. Griffey is 99.3%. So Jeter moves just ahead of Griffey in terms of everyone thinking that he is a Hall of Famer. And when
by the way, it's really stupid that we had to wait until last year,
of course,
to get a unanimous guy.
Yeah, and it's even dumber that people use the reasoning of, well, like, we can't put him in that class, so I'm going to say he's not a Hall of Famer.
Right, like Ty Cobb got 76% of the vote-ish.
I can't put him in the unanimous class.
Right, yeah. Now we have even more classes. We have the first ballot class, and we have the unanimous class.
Yes.
Like, some dope out there in a couple of years is going to say Ichiro is not a Hall of Famer. When Ichiro is, which he's probably the next guy who you could argue would be unanimous. And then someone's going to say Mike Trout. Well, I can't have him in there. Just morons.
Yeah, so we were talking about this in the break. I was like, who was it? Who was the analyst? Who was the person who always made the case Derek Jeter was overrated? And I was like, it wasn't Keith Olbermann. We wouldn't know anyway because they've snipped his you-know-what and finally corralled him at ESPN, not allowed to give his opinions anymore. So nice to see Keith neutered, even though he's a big baseball guy. I'm like, yeah, maybe it was Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh put the hate on Derek Jeter, and RJ was like, no one hates Derek Jeter. And I was like, you know what, let's ask that. He is not A-Rod, who, by the way, is on the ballot next year with David Ortiz. That will be interesting and see how many people forget about Ortiz and his cheating accusations. But I was asking, is anyone in the Metroplex despise Derek Jeter, the player? Because you have your Laker, Duke, Yankee factor, right? Even though Derek Jeter didn't do anything or say anything hateable, he's still on the Yankees. The Yankees are hated. He's the shortstop. He's the captain. He's got all the rings. He's got all the celebrity. And I'm curious, 877-881-1053, like, did you personally despise or really, really dislike Derek Jeter? Or did he dodge that DFW sports hate?
I think a lot of it, you could, like, thinking he's overrated is not hating, right? You could think he's overrated. I don't know that I've heard a lot of people who actually hate him as a player. It didn't strike me as that. And especially, there's always that longevity factor. No matter how much you hate a guy or think he's overrated or think he stinks, at some point when they stick around so long and they continue and continue and continue, that hate turns into just universal respect. So that's kind of what I'm saying. It's like, I don't think anybody actually hates him. Like, they think he's overrated, but nobody really hates him.
It's like I've told you before, Sean, and what RJ's saying is that I do romanticize about the guy that stays with the team the longest. That's why I do like guys like Jeter, guys like Cal Ripken. I do like Dirk. I do like Tom Brady. Hopefully he doesn't go anywhere because I will change my mind because of that. But no, there's no hate for me, and I've been cheering for the Rangers ever since Inky was out there with Ruben Sierra, and I have no hate for Derek Jeter. Although, as you pointed out, Sean, a few minutes ago, you apparently still have hate for Keith Olbermann.
Speaking of boneheads, Sean Sharif of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, who may have written the dumbest column in the history of professional football.
You gotta let it go.
Hey, Keith, at least I can say what I want on my show, man. You're neutered. You're neutered.
Neutered.
they finally shut you up after your four firings at ESPN to bring you back. Just read the screen like a good little anchor boy. All right. You're obsessed with Derek Jeter, though. Like, obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, he was the
you make your kids wear number two. You said yesterday you were going to Cooperstown for the ceremony.
You are not.
You could have done probably all 4.5 hours of the show today on Derek Jeter.
Could have.
You may. You're figuring out what and where to dispose of the body for the voter who didn't.
No, vote. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad. You know, it doesn't matter. Like,
it's probably Mac Angle.
It's honestly, it's.
Does Mac have a vote?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have a book sale.
It's probably Randy Galloway. He had told me once he would never vote for him.
Whoa, call Rand.
But I don't know if Randy still has a vote, A.
Yeah.
And I think Randy was just joking around. I don't know who it is. I really don't. And I really don't care.
Why are you obsessed with him? Why do you love him so much?
I mean, he was the last link to my youth. You know, I grew up in that area. I grew up a Yankee fan, and he was the last link to my childhood. And that was something that, you know, as you get older, it becomes more and more special. And, you know, Peyton Manning was the last link to my college days, and it just became more and more special.
Here we go.
But I just, you know, he wasn't ever the greatest player in the game. There was something about I enjoyed watching him play for, and this music is really going to make me sad.
You don't get sad.
No, I get sad around certain things. I do get sports sad. It just always bugged me when I would watch games and I would hear people say this or that about him. And it bothered me because what was it you didn't like? You didn't like the fact that he got hits or that he gave gift baskets or he had a Derek Jeter tree? What was it about him that you didn't happen to like? I never understood what you couldn't like about him. It was very, I don't understand what there's not to like about Peyton Manning. I don't understand what there's not to like about Dirk Nowitzki. There are certain guys that it's the stop the room theory. We've all been in rooms when certain professional athletes have walked in.
OJ? No.
We've not been in that room.
That was Dave Chappelle. Yes.
But someone once told me it's the Sinatra effect. If he walks in the room stops. And Tiger Woods is in that category. Michael Jordan's in that category. There are certain guys that stop the room, and he's one of the guys that stop a room.
Roy, any Derek dislike on the fan text?
Is there?
877-881-1053. Thank you, Autoflex.
From the 214, I mean, Derek Jeter was overrated, especially defensively. If he didn't play for the Yankees, he would still be a Hall of Famer, but not regarded the same. From the 903, Jeter is a Hall of Famer for sure, but absolutely not unanimous. He only got that high of a percentage because he's a Yankee. From the 817, the flip to get Giambi is one of the most overrated plays of all time.
Oh.
Still should have gotten in unanimously, though.
Here's what I love about Derek Jeter, and it's funny that I'm having this conversation with RJ, who doesn't believe in clutch. And Derek Jeter, to me, is
the epitome of not clutch.
The epitome.
All-time clutch.
No, he was exactly the same. His playoff numbers mirror his regular season numbers. He was identical. That's what I loved about him.
Well, in every big moment, it seemed like you had your little rant, so shut up for 2 minutes. For me, every single big moment, he seemed to come through in. Like, when you're a kid in the backyard, where's my music, Troy? When you're a kid in the backyard and doing 3-2-1 fadeaway shot, or up.
Bottom of the ninth, two outs.
Yeah, this is my cricket memories. When I was in the backyard with my cricket stick, no. When you're dreaming up the game-winning memories, Derek Jeter has more of them than anyone else. And he always seemed to come through in them. That's the greatness of Derek. You can name, we always say about, you know, certain players, what are their great memories? Give me the highlight reel for all time. And Michael has a bunch of them, but Jeter is the baseball version of it. You know, you can talk about the flip. You can talk about him diving into the seats, the Mr. November home run that won game four of the World Series. The way he got his 3,000th hit in a career best 5-for-5, the walk-off single in his final home game. He always met the moment. That's what I love. That's how I remember Derek Jeter. Not as the best player, but if my life was on the line and I had any player up to get a hit or to get on base to save it, I would pick Derek Jeter. So that, to me, is clutch.
And there's, you know, for those saying he wouldn't be a Hall of Famer player for another team, he had the sixth most hits of all time. In no world is that not a Hall of Famer. Sixth most ever. 3,400, whatever. There is no team that he could play for Mars, and he's still in the Hall of Fame.
All right, let me give props to Pedro Martinez. Pedro Martinez, along with Choppy and myself, the only ones in the world now defending Jessica Mendoza. Apparently, Jessica Mendoza's job at ESPN as a baseball analyst is in jeopardy after she called out Mike Fiers for essentially being a rat. Like, they're talking about David Cone replacing her on Sunday Night Baseball. And I don't watch Sunday Night Baseball anyway, so I don't care. I'm not going to value. I don't know what type of job Jessica Mendoza does. I remember it being good when I started off watching her. But number one, if they fire Jessica Mendoza over this, I'll go ballistic. But number two, Pedro went on WEEI in Boston and called out Mike Fiers too. He said, forget about, like, the Astros right now. Forget about the wrongdoing. Forget about them, you know, not owning up to their sins. He went at Fiers, called him a bad teammate, said he broke the rules by publicizing clubhouse matters. He went through a checklist of steps that Fiers should have done before talking to the press after leaving the armpit. If you have integrity, you find ways to tell everyone in the clubhouse, hey, we might get in trouble for this, Pedro said. I don't want to be a part of this. You call your GM, you tell him, or you call anyone you can or Major League Baseball and say, get me out of here. I don't want to participate. But if you leave Houston, and most likely you didn't agree with Houston when you left, and you go drop the entire team under the bus, I don't trust you. I won't trust you because I did have that rule. That's what we said. He broke the player code. As fans, we all benefit, right? We want to know the truth. But what Jessica Mendoza was talking about as a Mets advisor was Mike Fiers breaking the code, being a rat. And he was a rat. He didn't do enough. He didn't do enough within his own organization. And here's Pedro, thankfully, stepping up and talking about the code.
You cannot.
And now ESPN wants to fire her over. There's nothing controversial about that.
No, it's her opinion.
There's nothing insensitive. There's nothing offensive about that. You hired her to give her opinion.
Did she not give her opinion?
She gave her opinion.
Right.
And it wasn't offensive.
Right. Opinions are not wrong. They can be misinformed, but they're not wrong. Her opinion
You can say something offensive, too.
You can. Her opinion was not offensive. Her opinion was based off of her experience as an athlete and what the code of said clubhouse locker room is. Her opinion on this subject cannot be wrong because it's just based off of her experience. And her experience said, that's a rat. I don't care if I disagree with her or agree with her. It's her opinion. And you can't fire someone for giving an opinion based on the experiences that you hired her for.
So right now, Derek Holland is texting three of us. He goes, this is awesome with RJ's Jeter music. And then he writes, who's the nerd who doesn't have a damn iPhone? My God. You know who's on the text? Me, Chop, and Troy? Is this it? Oh, he's talking about RJ.
Yeah, he's talking about me. What do you mean?
I
got you to come to the iPhone family.
He's calling RJ the nerd. Jeter was the face of baseball. How do you not like Derek blanking Jeter? So there's Holland and calling you a nerd for your technology.
It's. I'm sorry. My phone's better.
No, it's not better.
It is. It's actually more advanced than anything.
Our phone,
Samsung, has the technology first. And then the iPhone comes out with it a year later.
You know, I probably wouldn't say anything about Derek right now. He's caring, considering he's hunting with Casey Donahue right now.
Oh!
Whoa!
Hunting for...
Thanks for using the Radio.com app.
There you go.
There you go. Corporate Roy.
Bam.
All right.
And text to me.
he would call you a nerd, too. You don't have an iPhone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.